BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Paris Olympics have opened with a grand display of French culture and heritage, and the world's top athletes sailing down the River Seine in heavy rain. Bridges and riverbanks were used as catwalks, stages and grandstands, as our sports correspondent Patrick Geary reports.
Celine Dion singing halfway up an Eiffel Tower, dazzled in lasers, and a giant flaming balloon aloft in the night sky. Paris began the Olympics as a spectacular city of light. This was billed as an opening ceremony like no other, held not inside a stadium but along a river. The Seine was the centrepiece, but the event proved more watery than planned. After the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, opened the Games, the climax of the ceremony saw the cauldron lit by judoka Teddy Riner and sprinter Marie-José Perec before the flame was lifted into the air. Now the choreography is over, the sport can begin. The first of 329 gold medals will be awarded later this morning.
The opening ceremony went ahead without disruption despite the sabotage attacks on the high-speed rail network early on Friday. Cables and signal boxes were burned and vandalised. Here's Hugh Schofield.
Some trains are beginning to run again from Montparnasse station, but they are few, late and slow. Things will gradually improve over the weekend on this and the other affected lines, but it won't be before Monday that the system is running normally again. The coordinated arson attacks were clearly aimed at overshadowing the Olympics opening ceremony and embarrassing President Macron. And police and the intelligence services will be focusing all their attention now on finding out who was responsible and catching them. Many people have had their plans disrupted, but the impact on the ceremony and on the games themselves is going to be limited.
Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has demanded a complete report from the US authorities on the arrest of two leaders of the Sinaloa cartel on Thursday. His government said it had no involvement in the operation. Ismael El Mayo Zambada and Joaquín Guzmán López were arrested when their plane landed in Texas in an apparent sting operation. A wildfire that's destroyed a third of the buildings in the tourist town of Jasper in the Canadian Rockies is still burning out of control. Hundreds of firefighters are tackling the blaze. These nearby residents explained how the fire has affected them.
Bay doors opening, closing. You can really smell the smoke here.
I've seen a pretty big impact in town here. I'm asking if there's anything we can do. I got lots of friends in Jasper, and a lot of people are really taking advantage of the help right now because there's obviously a pretty dire need for it.
We've got quite a few firefighters that are staying with us, and we are doing our best to give support for them and give them accommodation.
World News from the BBC. Donald Trump is due to address supporters at a Christian conservative political conference in Florida, amid signs that the race for the White House is tightening. He's appearing at what's called the Believers Summit in Palm Beach. The organisers of the event said it was clear that the former US president had survived an assassination attempt earlier this month, thanks to the grace of God. Earlier, during a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister in Florida, Mr. Trump warned of serious consequences for the Middle East if he's not elected president in November. After warmly greeting Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife to his Mar-a-Lago resort, the Republican candidate said the situation would work itself out very quickly under his leadership. Elizabeth Pipko is a spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee.
I am told that they had a very, very good, productive meeting. With Donald Trump in office, Donald Trump was very committed to the alliance between Israel and the United States. He was very loyal to Israel, moving the embassy. He also obviously had the Abraham Accords, ending the Iran nuclear deal like he said that he would, recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. So I think people can expect that to continue on the exact same way when he's back in office.
The US Secretary of State has arrived in Laos at the start of a six-country tour of Asia aimed at reasserting American leadership in the region. Antony Blinken will attend a foreign ministers' meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Myanmar and tensions in the South China Sea are high on the agenda. G20 finance ministers meeting in Rio de Janeiro have agreed in principle to try to make the global super-rich pay their taxes. But the gathering stopped short of backing proposals by Brazil for a minimum tax on the wealthiest individuals. The thorny topic of tackling tax-dodging billionaires dominated the meeting. BBC News.